Hey, this is Anne with your Coaching on the Go. Over time, people make themselves smaller to do a variety of things. Protect, keep ourselves from experiencing something that's not pleasant. When people are really young, from in vitro to age 7, that's where all of the paradigms and rules for life are created. And sometimes they need to be adjusted. We constantly are upgrading our phones and our technology, but we often don't go back and update our operating system. So, you know, imagine you're a complex being, ancient being when you're little, but you're not experienced with this realm. So you're doing your best, navigating. And initially you come in, you're perfect. Then you start to experience things that might not be, they might not feel great. So you tell yourself a story, you work to solve that problem, to resolve it, and never have that happen again. And eventually you have your structures for what works in life and what doesn't, how you get to behave, how you need to behave, for this and this to happen. So here you are now. You come up with an idea. And when you're younger and you're not resistant yet, your idea goes somewhere. But now that you've had all these paradigms set up and you've continued to prove them to be right as an adult, sometimes a beautiful idea can immediately hit an assault like it's at a shooting gallery. So yesterday's homework was for you to look at throughout the day ideas that you had, things you wanted, things you envisioned, and how you handled that. How you treated it. Did you allow it to get actually out of yourself and start to be, make itself available to possibility? Or did you say things like, I can't afford that. I don't have time for that. That's not how I am. I don't do that. Did you lambast the idea with structures that you created to limit yourself? So there's it's interesting that the structures that we create to protect, they make our world smaller. And smaller and smaller and smaller, to the point where when you ask an adult about something they'd like, their vision, sometimes they can't even tell you their vision. They're so disconnected from it. So this week, I'm talking with you about momentum. And the real power in how you treat your ideas, and if you move forward and if you don't. I'm to the point where when I get an idea, I know it is ready for me. So I take my ideas very seriously. And if I'm not sure how I can do it or how it's going to work, I simply get excited about the idea and I say, I wonder how that will show up. I wonder what my next step is. I set myself up for finding the next step so I can move forward. Knowing that I want to give my subconscious an opportunity to play with this idea and to play with this energy. But if you have something that really lights you up and you're not allowing it to become, that's an issue. You're stifling your own creative process and your own life satisfaction. So this week I'm giving you some strategies on how to walk through that so you can keep your ideas viable and you can be the creator you came to become. You can be enjoying that creative satisfaction, that electricity that comes from allowing ideas to become things. You are here for that. So yesterday you took a peek at how things are handled within. And today you're taking that further in that you're really looking all the way around at that. You're looking at the things you're saying and how could you allow the idea to go further? What could you say? How could you be open? How could you allow that idea to last for a while so you can contemplate it, because your powerful subconscious gets to have an opportunity to play while you're sleeping, while you're napping, while you're walking, while you're exercising, while you're working. When you order something, your complex, brilliant subconscious gets started on it. So let that get started today. What can you say today to your idea to allow it to remain viable? To allow your mind to start working out the details. I would love to have you post in the Spirit River community what your next idea is, or a couple of your ideas that are popping up, and what you initially are saying to those ideas, how you're responding, and then how you are choosing to respond in a different way to allow that idea to have some life, to breathe some life into your creation. Pop into the Spirit River community page on Facebook and connect with me there. I love you. Have a beautiful day.